Hello and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Starting off this edition of In Transition, we're going to be listening to Canadian pianist Rini Rosnes, and this is from an album called Beloved of the Sky. This album was recorded in 2018 and features Peter Washington on bass, Lenny White on drums, Steve Nelson on vibes, and Rini Rosnes is on piano. So we're going to listen to three tracks, starting off with a selection called Black Holes, and then right after that we're going to follow up with a track called The Flame and the Lotus, and we'll conclude with Rhythm of the River.
Thank you.
music from pianist Rini Rosnes with a track called The Flame and the Lotus, and just before that, Black Holes. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition, and we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Let's listen to one more track from Rini, and this is a composition called Rhythm of the River. That was music from pianist Rini Rosnes from her album Beloved of the Sky, and we heard Rhythm of the River. One of the most innovative bassists in jazz is up next, Charlie Hayden, and this is from a recording called The Private Collection. We're going to listen to two tracks. The first one is called Etude, and the second one is a beautiful version of the standard Body and Soul. Thank you.
Billy Watts, Billy Ringland. Thank you very much for coming. You've been a wonderful audience. See you next time.
Thank you.
Coming up next, I'm going to be featuring music from a band that I'm not really familiar with. I heard just a few minutes of their music, and I really like it. Very rhythmic and inviting, actually. They're known as the Ezra Collective, and the album that I'm going to feature is entitled Juan Pablo, the Philosopher. We're going to listen to two tracks, starting off with the Philosopher, and then we'll conclude with Juan Pablo. was music from the Ezra Collective out of Britain. From their album Juan Pablo the Philosopher, we heard The Philosopher and Juan Pablo. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition, and we're going to continue with music from Joaquin Kuhn with Eric Schaefer and Chris Jennings. And this is a beautiful recording called Love and Peace. We're going to listen to two tracks, starting off with Barcelona Rien, and then we're going to conclude with Night Plans. two very lovely pieces from Jochen Kuhn with Eric Schaefer and Chris Jennings, taken from their album Love and Peace. We just heard Night Plans, and before that, Barcelona Rien. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition, and now we are going to be listening to Emmett Cohen. And this is a beautiful, I mean simply beautiful, gorgeous recording entitled Master's Legacy Series Volume 2, Ron Carter. And it's a tribute to bassist Ron Carter. We're going to listen to two tracks, starting off with Dear Ruth, and right after that, another beautiful composition called Hindsight.
Thank you.
We're going to listen now to one of the great sax players in jazz, Jim Pepper. Passed away a number of years ago, but left quite an interesting legacy. We're going to listen to tracks from his album Dakota Song, starting off with a composition entitled Gemini. Thank you. I absolutely love that song. It was a song written by Jim Pepper, and it's called Gemini. Actually, the real name of the song is Three Quarter Gemini, composed by Jim Pepper. This album was released on the Angel label in 1987, and it featured on bass Santi DiBriano. On drums, we have John Besh. On piano, the great Kirk Lykesey. And on tenor sax, Jim Pepper. So we're going to listen to some more tracks from this fantastic album. I believe it's still available, and I highly recommend it. The album is entitled Dakota Song, and we're going to listen to his version of What's New, and then we'll follow it up with the title track. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Thank you. Jim Pepper was a jazz saxophonist, composer, and singer of Kaw and Muskogee Creek Native American heritage. He moved to New York City in 1964, where he came to prominence in the late 1960s as a member of the Free Spirits, an early jazz rock fusion group that also featured the great guitarist Larry Coryell and Bob Moses. Jim Pepper died of lymphoma at the early age of 50, and it was a huge loss to the jazz community. Pepper and Joe Lovano played tenor sax alongside each other in a band led by drummer Paul Motion. They recorded three albums in 1984, 1985, and 1987, and Motion described Pepper's playing as post-Coltrane. Don Cherry, who's also a Choctaw African-American, was among those who encouraged Pepper to bring more of his native culture into his music. And the two collaborated extensively. So I hope you're enjoying the music so far as we listen to the music of this great sax player. And we're going to continue with some more music. And this time around, we're going to listen to a track entitled Mercer Street Blues. That was music from featured artist Jim Pepper from an album called Dakota Song. And we just heard Mercer Street Blues. And right before that, Dakota Song, What's New, a beautiful version of What's New. And we started off with Three-Quarter Gemini. And now we're going to listen to the title track from Joachim Kuhn's album, Love and Peace. We're now going to listen to another great sax player by the name of Art Pepper. When I was a teenager around the age of, I think it was 14, 15 years old, I first heard Art Pepper on a Buddy Rich recording that was made live at Caesar's Palace and released on the Pacific Jazz label. I think it was 1967 or 68. And I remember hearing this sax player that just blew me away. I never heard of Art Pepper before. And at the time, when I read the liner notes, they mentioned Art Pepper's Roland's Cadenza. I had no idea what that meant, but later on I understood. The great Sonny Rollins was the reference there. Sonny Rollins' Roland's Cadenzas. Art Pepper, for me, always blew me away as a musician. It was absolutely incredible. So creative and so melodic in his phrasing and the way that he would treat a song. So I don't want to talk anymore. I want to get right to the music. So we're going to listen to four tracks from his classic album released in 1960 called Gettin' Together. Now, this album features the great Paul Chambers on bass. Jimmy Cobb is on drums. Wynton Kelly on piano. Art Pepper is on tenor sax on this album. We get to hear him on tenor sax. And on trumpet, we have the great Conti Candoli, recorded February 29th, 1960, at Contemporary Records Studios in Los Angeles. So let's start off with a track entitled Whims of Chambers. That was a beautiful piece of music from Art Pepper, entitled Why Are We Afraid? And just before that, Whims of Chambers, and those are both taken from his 1960 recording, Getting Together. We're going to listen to two more tracks, starting off with Diane and his version of the Thelonious Monk classic, Rhythmining. Thank you. That was the beautiful composition, Diane, written by Art Pepper. And before we get to Rhythm and Ing, I just want to mention the members of the band again. Jimmy Cobb is on drums, Paul Chambers is on bass, Wynton Kelly on piano, Art Pepper on tenor sax, and Conti Candoli is on trumpet. And this album was recorded for the Contemporary label back in 1960. I'm Randy McElligott. You're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. So let's get to Thelonious Monk's great composition, Rhythm and Ing.
Thank you.
closing out the show today, we're going to listen to Shorty Rogers, and this song is entitled Apropos. That wraps it up for another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Join me next week for some more great jazz. Until then, have a great week. Bye for now.